The March Hare and the Hatter are having tea at the table in front of the house. A dormouse is sleeping between them. The table is large, but the three are together at one corner. "No room!" they cry when they see Alice. "I see a lot of room." Alice sits down. "Have some wine," says the March Hare. "I do not see any wine," says Alice. "Because we do not have any." "It is not polite to offer it, then," says Alice angrily. "It is not polite to sit down without invitation," says the March Hare. Then the Hatter asks, "What day of the month is it?" He looks at his watch and shakes it. "The 4th, says Alice. "My watch is 2 days wrong." The March Hare takes the watch and puts it into his cup of tea. Then he looks at it. "What a funny watch," Alice says when she sees that it does not tell time, but tells the day of the month. "Why, does your watch tell you the year?" asks the Hatter. "No," Alice is puzzled. "Do you know time?" asks the Hatter. "No, I do not." "And we know him. We are in a quarrel since our last visit to the Queen. So now it is always 6 o'clock. It is always tea time. And we have no time to wash our tea things." "Do you move around the table all the time?"
"Yes."
"But what happens when you come to the beginning of the table?" asks Alice. Nobody answers. "Have more tea," says the March Hare. "I cannot have more. It will be my first cup." "You cannot have less. It is easy to have more than nothing. And I want a clean cup. Let's all move one place on." They move on. Now only the March Hare has a clean cup. Alice is now in the Hatter's place. She does not like it. She is angry. She stands up and leaves. Nobody stops her. "It is the silliest tea party in my life." Suddenly, she sees a door in one of the trees. She goes into it. She is near the little glass table again. She knows what to do. She takes the key and opens the door. Now she is in the lovely garden.